What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hi, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, June 28th, 2017, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday. And I have to tell you, in all honesty, there are some days when this is actually a very tough job to do, when the news is as alarming and troubling as what we're going to be talking about today. And I'll try and come up with some jokes to lighten the mood here, but things are looking very chaotic right now. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Quick little program now. Note, the lovely Lady Claire will not be with us on Friday. She has a conflict in her very, very busy schedule. But she is going to be sharing the mic with me on July 4th, Independence Day. So you'll get your Claire fix there and then. Getting on to the news here, the Senate is having their hearings on Russian interference in the election, and it is a nonstop rousing chorus of, we're pretty sure Russia did it, even though there is no actual proof. And that's basically what it is. It is condemnation by acclamation, and they're just trying to push that Russia is this evil country that's in here tinkering with our politics. And as Oliver Stone pointed out on Stephen Colbert's show, Israel's in here tinkering with our politics all the time, and nobody seems to make a big deal about that. And the U.S. interferes with the politics of other countries on a regular basis here. But we have to demonize Russia. Russia's doing terrible things because we are, it appears, on an inevitable path to a conflict with Russia. Now, story coming out of Southfront.org, U.S. launches campaign to justify military action against Syria. What's going on is that with the Russian no-fly zone west of the Euphrates, where the Syrian government troops are succeeding in pushing the U.S.-backed rebels out of Syria, and even more alarming, those U.S.-backed rebels are now starting to fight each other. They're turning on each other for gains of territory that they think they're going to own when this is all over. And so the U.S. is losing this, and the only way they can think to try and recover from this, they have to find a way to escalate it, which is what led to this ridiculous nonsense yesterday, where they came on out and said, well, we're pretty sure that Assad is getting ready to do another gas attack. And again, it would be stupid for Assad to do that at this point. And I think people, other governments are now past the point of politeness. And they're coming on out. A good example, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif basically came out and said there's another dangerous U.S. escalation in Syria on fake pretext. We'll only serve ISIS. And so everybody knows the government is lying again. Another article, this one came out of Sputnik News. Oh, it's Iraq's weapons of mass destruction all over again. So nobody's buying this thing. And again, it is the Syrian rebels who have a motive to use chemical weapons and frame Assad for it. Assad doesn't have a reason. He's winning the war. The last thing he's going to do is commit an act that would allow the United States to say, oh, well, we just have to come on in and bomb more places and escalate this war here. Now, the good news is apparently so many people came back and said, this is nonsense. Remember, I told you over at Breitbart, normally Breitbart's readers are pretty fair, even, and balanced. But when Breitbart ran this story about how the White House was saying, well, we're pretty sure Assad is going to do another gas attack, 90% of the comments on the article were negative, saying it's another lie. They're signaling a false flag attack again. And so it looks like the U.S. government has blinked because today Mattis is out there saying, well, it appears Assad is not going to go forward with his chemical attack because he's taking our warning on the chemical attack very, very seriously. Basically, what's happened here, the government has realized nobody was buying this USDA choice bovine excrement, and the public is going to assume any gas attack is another U.S. false flag. So they've backed off, at least for the moment, And now they're trying to save face. See, we talked tough, and Assad didn't carry out the gas attack he wasn't going to do anyway. But I think it's at best a temporary reprieve, because Fars News is reporting that there are unusual flights of U.S. spy planes over the Syrian coasts. Apparently a large number of them gathering information preparatory to an invasion from the Mediterranean. And so it looks like it's on, and I would say that their strategy now is to just move on an attack on Syria before popular resistance against these wars can build anymore, because it's building rapidly out there. And it could happen this weekend, could actually happen on the 4th when we're all distracted with our fireworks, for those of you lucky enough to still have those available to you, hot dogs and beer and whatever else you're going to do on the 4th of July. But it does feel like it is imminent. We're going to do a quick little shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. Moscow has basically issued a warning to Washington, D.C. against incendiary provocative action in Syria, which is diplomatic speak for "we know you're getting ready to attack." And Russia is again saying it's unacceptable. It breaches Syria's sovereignty. There is no military need from the point of view of the United States. Syria has not attacked us. So everybody knows what's going on here. It's another U.S. war. And basically, I think the thinking in the Pentagon is they have to win this one, because if they were to lose it, it would derail the rest of the war agenda across the Middle East and South America and everywhere else they want to invade. Iran's Shamkhani is warning against U.S. adventurism in Syria and says basically the United States is playing with fire. They could ignite a regional war into which Russia is probably going to be drawn. Russia has made promises to Iran and Syria and other countries to stand with them. And the danger of that is, now you already know, I don't think the United States can stand up in a conventional war against Russia and China and will resort to the nuclear weapons. But let's say, hypothetically, we get into this war and we're winning against Russia and China, they'll use their nukes. And I'm not the only person who's concerned about this. Article out of Global Research, Trump is playing nuclear chicken with Putin over Syria. This thing could escalate out of control so quickly. And again, I'm wondering about the quality of thinking in Washington, D.C. Is there something in the water? Do they have lead in their water like Flint, Michigan? Are they all on prescription antidepressants? I expected better quality thinking from the new Trump administration, but it seems just as reckless and short-sighted and narrow-viewed as the predecessors. Now, Mattis has also announced that the U.S. will keep arming the Syrian Kurds after Raqqa falls, which is going to make Turkey very, very nervous, because they're concerned about the new arising Kurdistan grabbing a chunk of their country. And Mattis, of course, if he thinks the Kurds are just going to give back those weapons when it's all over, he's dreaming. They'll hide those weapons. They'll never get those things back. More destabilization in the area. Now, as you know, the corporate media is reeling from this video that came out from Project Veritas, where they got this CNN producer, John Bonifield, admitting there is no evidence that President Donald Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia. And he says right on the tape, this is all about grabbing ratings, because there are a lot of people out there who hate Donald Trump, and they're all CNN viewers, and they're tuning in to get their daily dose of the fantasy that Donald Trump is going to go down in flames. Huzzah, 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 huzzah. One of our listeners wrote on in and said we ought to call CNN the Bezos blog, because that seems to be really all it's about. So the Washington Post is attacking James O'Keefe and Project Veritas that they're trying to claim the video was faked. But if you watch it, you can see it's pretty much the real deal. There's no way it's been edited out of context or rigged with. And CNN is still saying, no, absolutely, we support that collusion story, and we don't know what Bonnefeld was thinking, or maybe he was on drugs or antidepressants or something. So they're trying to maintain the line. Washington Post is going on the attack here, and Project Veritas just delivered the next knockout blow in this because they got Van Jones from CNN on a hidden camera saying that the CNN Russia story is a big nothing burger. And if you look at the tape, and it's on the front of whatreallyhappened.com right now, it's very interesting. They juxtapose what he's saying on camera for his salary with what he says to what he thinks is just a passerby outside. And everybody needs to take both these videos and make them go viral. It's not going to take a lot. They're already going viral out there. Now, do you remember a while back there was this story, again, on CNN, where they claimed an ally of President Trump, a guy named Scaramucci, a financer, network guest, basically was in contact with a Russian bank. And it wasn't right. And apparently, Scaramucci threatened a lawsuit, a $100 million libel suit, and that's what forced CNN to publicly retract the story and urge the three journalists responsible, and I use the term journalists loosely, they're prostitutes and correspondents, they were urged to resign. But he may go ahead with the lawsuit anyway because the damage is done. The story is out there. You don't get to just lie about somebody and then pull it back. And another example of that, of course, is that Sarah Palin is now suing the New York Slimes over an editorial that attempted to link her to the 2011 shooting of Gabby Giffords. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Let's pull some recent examples. August 10th, 2016, CNN reported that the Secret Service spoke to the Trump campaign about the then nominee's comment regarding the Second Amendment. And he said, Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. And apparently CNN misquoted and misconstrued what Trump actually said, implying that Trump was calling for an armed rebellion against Clinton if she won. And look who's been calling for or implying rebellion ever since the election is over. It's the snowflakes. It's the liberals. Again, let's see. September 2016, CNN reported that talk radio shock jock Howard Stern said Trump expressed support for the Iraq War on his show in 2002. Stern denied the CNN report and said he had no idea how CNN got that. And it goes on and on and on. It's not a news network anymore. It's a propaganda outlet for sale to the highest bidder. And everybody now understands that. Over at Paul Craig Roberts' website, he's got an article saying it's the prostitutes, not Russia, who interfered in the U.S. presidential election. And he's absolutely right. Because the media was pushing Hillary all the time. They were making up completely bogus stories about Donald Trump trying to harm him. They were not objective, independent reporters of the facts. They were pushing the liberal propaganda. Now, getting over to the White House, a little bit of a staff shakeup. Trump has replaced Jen Psaki with a new assistant to the president for communications, ABC producer Chris Vlasto. And Jen Psaki was one of the Obama holdovers. She was the official spokesperson for the State Department. And she was sort of amusing because she would occasionally make these very strange comments that didn't seem to make a lot of sense. But she's now out. And I, again, biggest mistake Trump made when he won the election, he wanted to be magnanimous in victory, and he held over a bunch of the Obama people, assuming that they would now be loyal to him because he's the president and, in effect, is signing their paychecks. And that's the way it works in the world of business. But that's not real politic. And I think Trump is finally starting to figure that one out. Now, as you know, Bernie Sanders, actually his wife, is being investigated by the FBI for bank fraud. And Sanders is now out there basically saying it's pathetic, it's politically motivated. And basically he's now saying it's Donald Trump's fault that his wife is being investigated for bank fraud. Okay. Acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe is also under investigation for violating the Hatch Act. Now, if you don't know what that is, it's got nothing to do with eggs. The Hatch Act is a law that makes it illegal for people within the federal government to engage in political activity. There are some exceptions, such as the president and the vice president. But people who are holding these offices are not supposed to be political. Right, Loretta Lynch? And so they're investigating him now as well. A lot of investigation going on. Okay, we are going to take a phone call from Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I think we ought to call the White House and maybe all of us get CNN banned from the press conference, the press conference room.
Wouldn't hurt.
Wouldn't hurt. And I was wondering if you also got my email this morning.
What was in it?
I sent a link to you with John B. Wells and Larry Nichols and about Larry dropping that huge bombshell.
Oh, I somehow missed it, but I will look for it right now.
I can give All you right. my whole name.
No, you don't give me your whole name. Don't say anything over the air here. But I'm doing gotcha. Search here right now, and hopefully it got here. I mean, the whole net seems to be acting weird here. I don't know that I got it. You might want to resend it.
WRH, right? At What Really Happened?
Yeah, whatreallyhappened.com.
Okay, and WRH. Yeah, I wanted you to hear that interview. I mean, not only it's conspiracy, too, that I was trying to get at you with yesterday. With the tape, but I mean, yeah, I want to, you know, I think we ought to call in and tell ban CNN from the press conference since they're fake and they admit that they're fake.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Well, listen, I can't do this while I'm on the air because I got to stay focused on my audience here, but I'm not seeing it. If you could resend that, I would appreciate it.
Got you, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And, I mean, the system just isn't working all that well here. Now, interestingly enough, getting on back to the murder of Seth Rich, as you know, the Profiling Project, which is an independent group, it's made up of a lot of university people. They're not paid for what they're doing. But they do really good work on profiling, and they took a look at the Seth Rich murder, and their conclusion, of course, contradicts the official story, that it wasn't simply a random killing for a botched robbery, but that it was, in fact, most likely a professional hit. Well, the Profiling Project has just launched a new website called theprofilingproject.org that is focused on the investigation into the assassination of Seth Rich. So they're pulling together a staff of volunteers to do more work. They've apparently gone before the Washington, D.C. Superior Court to try and force the police department to publicly release critical evidence in the investigation, including apparently Seth Rich's laptop. And again, if the official story is it's just a robbery, why did the police take the laptop? We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I hope there was just a simple mistake. I would be very alarmed if email is not reaching me. It's being interfered with. And, of course, we know there's a lot of hacking going on out there, trying to protect the status quo, trying to protect the establishment, the deep state, and so forth. And let's see here. If I don't have enough problems, I'm rolling across my own wires here. Okay, getting on back to the war zones. Story out of Zero Hedge. Middle East at point of no return as Saudi-Qatar rift deepens. And basically what they're saying is if this goes any further, it will go out of control. We're talking regional war. And the Saudi foreign minister is taking a hard line, saying that the list of demands for Qatar is non-negotiable. Meanwhile, Qatar is saying they're completely unrealistic, which sounds like this list of demands was made up to fail to justify military action against Qatar, which has happened in the past. You know, we make demands, you don't agree to them, they're impossible to agree to. The war is on here. Everybody's arming up. Everybody's getting ready. Pakistan is reportedly testing a Ukrainian-built Aplat P main battle tank. Big, heavy machine, and it looks like Pakistan may be considering buying some of these. And I'm very concerned about a war between Pakistan and India because they are both nuclear powers. Apparently, the situation on the border with China, between India and China, is still tense. China is now saying that they crossed the border to destroy these Indian bunkers as retaliation for the Indian forces staging an incursion into Chinese territory. And I took a look at the area on Google Earth, and I think a reasonable case can be made that absent a GPS, you might not exactly be sure where you are, because it's way out in the boonies. But everybody's just too tense. Everybody needs to calm down, really, before this gets crazy. Now, getting on back to Saudi Arabia, little interesting development. As we reported yesterday, Crown Prince Salman has shut down a Saudi TV station for reporting that many of the Saudi tribes in Saudi Arabia do not want to pledge their allegiance to him. Apparently, it was not a popular choice to replace Nayef bin Abdulaziz with Mohammed bin Salman. And apparently, Mohammed bin Salman was actually concerned that there might be a counter coup. And so it's now come out, Israel sent 18 of their fighter planes, along with two Gulfstream aircraft, two tanker airplanes, and two C-130s, specially built for electronic warfare, to Saudi Arabia to protect Crown Prince bin Salman if his cousin decided he was going to try and recover his office. So Saudi Arabia is not as unified and monolithic as you might think. Things down in Venezuela are just, they're also getting terrible. Apparently, some of the, shall we call them rebels or agent provocateurs, because I still think the U.S. is behind a lot of this, apparently stole, at least that's the story, three military helicopters and attacked Venezuela's Supreme Court. And President Maduro is calling this a terrorist incident. But apparently they were using hand grenades and gunfire on the court building, which I think is more symbolic than anything else. And following that, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, is now up at the United Nations calling for an intervention into Venezuela. Boy, does this sound familiar. Have we not been down this road before? Have we not heard this same line? Oh, the country's in chaos. We must intervene. Where'd the chaos came from? Well, we did it, but now we have to intervene. Amazing. Here is an interesting article. Actually, we're getting really close to the commercial break, so I'm going to put this article on hold until we come back from these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. there. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So, interesting little article. This is over at Sputnik News. And they're talking about how the United States, Great Britain, and France have now signed a deal to boost anti-submarine warfare coordination. In other words, they're going to be setting up an infrastructure, command chain, communication control, where anti-submarine forces from all three countries can operate as a single unit. And that tells us that they are already planning war in the Atlantic sea lanes of communication. Now, interestingly enough, there used to be a system called SOSIS that would sit on the ocean floor and it would listen to ships. But it was apparently shut down. I think it was turned over to the Whale Watchers some time ago. So there's going to be an issue of detection because the latest generation of submarines are much, much quieter. The U.S. has been trying to develop this ultra-high-power sonar that can penetrate what's called the thermocline. They're getting mixed results on it and killing a lot of ocean life in the process as well. But it's getting really serious out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Keith in Montana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to comment. This tweet I'd sent you earlier or late last night, it was from that Jim Ante. I believe it's the Washington Post Examiner or something like that. Anyway, he said, we will never be able to reform the U.S. healthcare system until we have made Afghanistan a functioning liberal democracy. I couldn't believe that.
Oh, man. Are they making this stuff up with a dartboard? You know, just
I have
got a dartboard with all these words all over it. They throw a bunch of darts, and that's today's talking points.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of humorous there, but I just thought I'd share that with you, okay?
Okay.
Right,
anything else?
No, that's it. Have a great one, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Let's see. Getting suggestions about checking my email. Let me just do that. All right, here we go. We've been talking about America's poor quality weapons. Very expensive weapons. And the U.S. sells them to countries who want to be able to say, we're buying the expensive American weapons, huzzah, huzzah, in the fond hope they'll never really have to use them because they don't work very well. We've been talking about the Gerald R. Ford, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, the Freedom-class littoral combat ships, and, of course, epic failure, boondoggle, of the F-35. And apparently, the F-35 is such a failure. They're not going to cancel the program. Too many people are working on it, and they're all making congressional donations, so they're still pushing forward with it. But Congress is actually considering restarting production of the F-22. And hopefully, they'll figure out why, above a certain altitude, the pilots can't breathe. But that's how bad it is. They're going to bring back the F-22, which has its own list of problems and deficiencies here. All right, let's talk about the economic news here just a little bit. The crisis in Illinois, it is a bellwether for what is going to be hitting the entire country. Because, again, the problem with private central banking is, by design, the debt grows faster than the available money supply with which to pay that debt until the debt starts crushing everything down. And Illinois has been letting their bills stack up for 2 years. So what the end result is, hospitals, doctors, and dentists do not get paid for hundreds of millions of dollars of patient care. Social service agencies help fewer people. They don't have any resources to work with. Public universities and the towns that surround them suffer. And the state's bond rating falls to near junk status. People start moving out. So apparently a big part of what got Illinois to this situation was this political standoff between the Republican governor, Bruce Rauner, and Democratic Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan, over spending and term limits. And they haven't even been able to pass a budget for 2 years. Now, state workers and others are still getting paid because of court orders and other stopgap measures. But they're talking about canceling any more work on the roads. And you have to wonder about this governor and this Speaker of the House who are willing to let the people of that state suffer such hardship over a political spat. They seem to have a very misdirected set of priorities, as far as I can see. If you are in the government, you are supposed to be there to be working for the people and doing what the people need. That's why it's called civil service rather than civil master. And too many of our politicians have forgotten that. Apparently, the Illinois Lottery is warning of more delayed payouts. They're stopping Powerball. And here's another very alarming story. This is over in New Jersey. Governor Chris Christie wants to seize surplus funds from a private nonprofit health insurer. And basically, Christy is giving his support to a bill that would allow the state government to literally take money from the reserve fund of Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield. And apparently, the bill, if it passes, and Christy said he will sign it, it would permit New Jersey's Department of Banking and Insurance to examine the size of Horizon's surplus and take any amount deemed excessive from the company, depositing it into the state's own health and wellness fund. We have reached the stage in the decline of our economy where the government is plundering companies along with all of the citizenry through civil forfeiture. That's where we are right now. The government is surviving on pillage and plunder. That should be a warning sign. Over in Flint, Michigan, apparently the city is still trying to collect back water fees, and they're threatening Flint residents with the loss of their homes if they don't pay for the water, which they couldn't drink because it was poisoned by the government of Flint, Michigan. That tells you how messed up this is. The city government made the decision to unhook from the previous water supply and go right to the Flint River to save a few bucks. They didn't put in the necessary chemicals to keep the chemicals that were already in the Flint River from pollution from leaching out things like lead from the water pipes. And the end result is dangerous water coming out of the tap and the deterioration of those water mains on top of that, which will require eventual replacement. And still, the Flint city government is out there saying, you pay those water bills, we're going to take your home away. Doesn't make any sense to me. Doesn't make any sense at all. Well, yeah, actually, it does. They're desperate for money. Everybody in government is desperate for money. And at this point, they're willing to do anything to get more of it. Brandon Smith is issuing a warning. The next phase of collapse will include the end of the dollar as we know it. And he's talking about the U.S. currency inflating away to virtually nothing. The Fed is going to move to negative interest rates. And he said basically raising rates was impossible. And this is why if it were absent rigging, the precious metals would be just soaring right about now. But they're still rigging silver and gold, trying to keep them down, trying to keep you in your bank accounts, trying to keep you in the stock market here. Now, we posted a link to a chart, a graph, showing the value of the U.S. dollar relative to the euro. And the dollar has taken a major drop this last week. So things are starting to accelerate, as it were. Now, there's an article out here, and this is not going to come as a shock to anybody. Central bank intervention serves the 1%. This is from Dave Kranzler, and he's talking, first of all, about the manipulation of gold to protect the banks, to keep you in the savings account, keep you in the stock market, and basically says these banks are serving the 1%. They're not serving the community. We've been saying that for a long time. They exist to serve themselves. All of this intervention where they just create all this new money out of thin air, it's all was poured over Wall Street. There's nothing coming to the American people. They're moving the money the wrong way. Because as I've said before, for an economy to be functioning efficiently, there has to be a recycling mechanism that brings part of the accumulated wealth at the top back down to the bottom so that workers and middle-class people can trade their labor and skills for decent wages and salaries, which they will then pump back into the economy by going to the car dealerships and buying a new car, by going to the shopping mall and buying a new flat screen, whatever, by going out to restaurants more, by buying a new home. And that is the part that is missing in the current system. The 1% are just hoarding it all for themselves. and it's going to accelerate the eventual crash. Maybe they've decided the system can't be saved. And so the attitude is, we're just going to grab everything we can before it all falls apart. And to heck with you ordinary Americans, there's too many of you anyway. Go ahead, starve to death in the streets. So, and again, we're not talking a science. Banking is a religion. It's based on beliefs. And it feeds the money junkies. And yes, we are, that's not a joke. We're talking about a real addiction. You can become addicted to the accumulation of wealth. Remember right after the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud meltdown, there was a wonderful documentary called Inside Job. And it actually won the Oscar for Best Foreign Documentary. And one of the things that was in that movie was that researchers actually wired up the brains of Wall Street traders to see what was going on in there. And they discovered that every time the Wall Street trader scored a big deal, made a lot of money in a very short amount of time, the part of the brain that lit up is exactly the same part that lights up when they're doing cocaine. And by the way, there's a lot of cocaine use on Wall Street. It's an addictive process. We don't recognize that we're dealing with addicts because they look good. They got the Armani suits. They're driving the big flashy cars. They've got $100,000 wristwatches on their wrist. They look like somebody you would want to be. All right, I'm going to take a phone call. Tom in Baltimore, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wouldn't want to be them. They look like thieves. They look like reprobates. By the way, I think you're onto something. Absolutely. I don't think that the system is unsavable. I think that the thieves' appetite for more and more and more thievery is insatiable, just what you're saying. I don't believe for one minute that this country is in a state of economic crisis, as they would have us believe. You know, accounting is pretty simple. You know, it's all about assets, liabilities, and equity. And if you look at the type of system that they're using to create their budgets, which lie to us and say that they're in dire straits, you'll notice a couple of peculiarities, and one of them is missing equity, missing assets. You know, the proper equity to the shareholders, which should be in part the American people, is missing. A lot of assets are missing. And by the way, when they have someone do the books and they say that we've been audited, they're simply talking about an accountant, a regular accountant coming in and adding the numbers and saying, yep, this looks proper. 2 and 2 is 4, 5 and 5 is 10, so on and so forth. What they don't tell you, and what a lot of people don't realize, is that what really needs to happen is you need a forensic accountant to come in and look for fraud. And that doesn't happen
Charles
anywhere. That doesn't I don't know who that is, but if he's a forensic accountant, then, in fact, that is what we need, and that is what we don't have. And a lot of people don't realize that when an audit is done, that really isn't doing much of anything at all.
No, it's just they're validating that the math was correct on the cooked books.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, they always want us to be in a state of perpetual crisis so that they can turn the screws a little bit more, fleece the population a little bit more, and continue, like you said, to feed their appetite for more.
And what's really insane about it all is, you know, we're talking about pieces of paper with colored ink and numbers in a computer. There's nothing real there. It's not like we're talking about gold and silver coins or something with intrinsic worth. They're literally addicted to ink, paper, and computer memory. That's it. And they're so caught up in this thing that they are rigging and gaming the system for their own benefit.
Any surplus that we have should be going towards, even if you can call it real debt, because the way the Federal Reserve is set up, we don't even have an honest system of money. So When you're talking about an elastic economy, you're talking about a manipulative or a manipulative people who manipulate the economy. So I don't even know how you tell what's really owed. However, if we had an honest money system, the assets and the earnings from those assets, in terms of dividends, should be used to pay down any actual debt. But what they do is they convert them to government bonds, which then creates a liability, which they throw back on the taxpayer. So it's no wonder that we're in this perpetual state. And we walk around, most of us, I was for most of my life, ignorant to the fact that they're robbing us blind right in front of our eyes. I wish you would do a show one day with someone who knows a lot more about this than me, who could come on and really break it down so people could understand it.
Well, it does. It is an issue that needs to be looked at. And again, you talk about an honest money system. The Federal Reserve is just an updated version of the Bank of England. And it was King George's refusal to allow the colonies to have an honest money system that was a prime reason, prime cause of the American Revolution. That's how important it was. Now, schools don't teach that anymore because they don't want the smart kids to realize we're back in that same mess. Anyway, Tom, got to let you go. Got to do a commercial break. We'll be back with another phone call.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate.
I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, story coming, just breaking over the wires right now. Apparently, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov had a press conference with German Vice Chancellor Sigmar Gabriel, during which he said Russia will, in fact, respond to U.S. aggression against Syria. And he said it will be proportional. But that's a pretty solid message right there. If the U.S. launches an unprovoked attack on Syria, Russia will move to defend them. We're going to be at war with Russia. These people are insane. Well, no, they're not. They've got their bunkers. They've been building underground bunkers for 10 years. They've been preparing for this for a very, very long time. You paid for it all, but don't expect to be allowed inside. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I heard you mention a little earlier about the conflicts between Pakistan and India. And then you also mentioned a recent conflict between China and India.
Yes.
And what's fascinating about this is it's hard to understand the history of these dynamics without knowing of the role of British colonization, British colonialism, in all of this. And
yes.
A lot of Americans probably don't realize that Pakistan didn't exist as a nation state until 1947.
And that was after Gandhi got the British out there, and the Hindus and Muslims decided it would be better to have two countries, India and Pakistan, and now Pakistan split into Pakistan and Bangladesh.
That wasn't a simple process. That was too much blood and strife and everything.
It was violent.
All the Pakistanis up here, all the Muslims up here, all the Hindus down there, and and to this day, the Hindu versus a Muslim conflict is still a hot issue. And what a lot of Americans also don't realize is, after 9/11, we were understandably fixated on 9/11, and a lot of people don't realize that in 2001, 2002, there was a nuclear saber-rattling standoff between Pakistan and India. I mean, I remember saying, we're fixated on 9/11, again, understandably, but here we have two nuclear nations who are, they were saber-rattling over Kashmir at the time.
Yes.
And things have never really totally simmered down. That's so ironic when people mistake Sikhs for Muslims and stuff like that. We see all this goofy stuff, and like, we really don't have the lay of the land in terms of the volatility of all this and what could potentially go wrong, And then, and even the conflict you mentioned between China, India, and India over that turf thing, British colonialism, the British just turned back Hong Kong to China in around 97, I think it was.
Yes.
And so it's like, wow, the West had been meddling in all this stuff for a long time.
Oh yeah, for hundreds of years they've been playing this, and it's always caused a lot of problems. Anyway, real quick, if you ever get a chance, this movie came out a while ago. It's called Gandhi. It's about Mahatma Gandhi. It stars Ben Kingsley, and they go into a great deal of detail over the formation of Pakistan and just how bloody and violent it was. We have to take a break for station identification. Thank you for the phone call, Glenn. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.